Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 6. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
When any being sins and committed a trespass against Yahuwah, and has lied to his neighbor about a deposit, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or shall extort from his neighbor, or has found what was lost, and has lied concerning it, or sworn falsely, so that he sins in regard to any one of all these that a man does, then it shall be, when he sins, and shall be guilty, that he shall return what he took by robbery, or what he has extorted, or the deposit which was deposited with him, or the lost item which he found, or all that about which he swore falsely. He shall repay its total value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whom it belongs on the day of his guilt offering. Then he brings his guilt offering to Yahuwah, a ram, a perfect one, from the flock, with your valuation as a guilt offering to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him before Yahuwah, and he shall be forgiven for whatever he did that made him guilty.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Command Aharon and his sons, saying, This is the Torah of the burnt offering. This is the burnt offering, because it is burned on the altar all night until morning. And the fire of the altar is kept burning on it. And the Kohen shall put on his linen garment, and put his linen trousers on his body, and shall take up the ashes of the burnt offering which the fire has consumed on the altar, and shall put them beside the altar. And he shall take off his garments, and put on other garments, and shall bring the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar is kept burning on it. It is not put out. And the Kohen shall burn wood on it every morning, and arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Fire is continually kept burning on the altar. It is not put out. And this is the Torah of the grain offering. The sons of Aharon shall bring it near before Yahuwah, in front of the altar, and shall take from it with his hand from the fine flour of the grain offering, and from its oil, and all the frankincense which is on the grain offering, and shall burn it on the altar for a sweet fragrance as its remembrance portion to Yahuwah. Then Aharon and his sons eat the rest of it. It is eaten with unleavened bread in the Kodesh place. They eat it in the courtyard of the tent of appointment. It is not baked with leaven. I have given it to them as their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most Kodesh, like the sin offering and the guilt offering. All the males among the children of Aharon eat it, a law forever in your generations concerning the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah. All that touches them is to be Kodesh.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
This is the offering of Aharon and his sons, which they bring near to Yahuwah, beginning on the day when he is anointed, one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a daily grain offering, half of it in the morning and half of it at night. It is made on a griddle with oil. Bring it in mixed. Bring the baked portions of the grain offering near, a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And the anointed Kohen from among his sons, who is in his place, prepares it, a law forever to Yahuwah. All of it has to be burned, and every grain offering for the Kohen is completely burned. It is not eaten.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to Aharon and to his sons, saying, This is the Torah of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, the sin offering is slaughtered before Yahuwah. It is most Kodesh. The Kohen who is making atonement eats it. In the Kodesh place it is eaten, in the courtyard of the tent of appointment. All that touches its flesh is to be Kodesh. And when its blood is sprinkled on any garment, you wash that on which it was sprinkled in a Kodesh place. But the earthen vessel in which it is cooked is to be broken. And if it is cooked in a bronze pot, then it is scoured and rinsed in water. Every male among the Kohanim eats it. It is most Kodesh. and no sin offering from which any of the blood is brought into the tent of appointment to make atonement in the Kodesh place is eaten, it is burned with fire.